This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature and is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. And again, Happy New Year. So the name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our taglines, we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg. We try to increase your returns and we reduce your risks. Before I tell you what we're going to talk about, let me give you some contact information. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, zip code 16148, in development called Linden Point. We've been serving pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself for over 60. You hear that, folks? Not six, but over 60 years. I happen to be a master certified estate planner, and my daughter is a certified estate planner. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you're driving, when you get back to your office or home, and you're on your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial. Legacy Financial will take you to an area where you click on our website called LeaveALegacy.com. I have a compliment for another competitor, and he said it's one of the best websites we just switched over here recently that he's seen. Because on that website, we're going to talk about on-demand seminars, which we talked in the past. In the resource area, we have our past radio shows, at least the last 10 or 11. We've been doing radio almost 10 years now, so we didn't bring all those over. But there's a lot of there's about 10 of them that are on there. We're posting every week. There's some flip books. He was excited about those flip books. Where'd you get those? Lots of educational. It's free. You can spend literally hours, videos. There's a podcast. In fact, you can sign up. We're going to be blasting out probably once a week. There's lots of good information on the podcast where we have different speakers. I don't invite these speakers, but that our gentleman does, besides our radio show. So again, that website is leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So we're going to be talking about some ideas that can help you save money on taxes. You know, with the Secure Act just passed December 19th, some of you maybe haven't tuned in for a couple of weeks, they added on to the spending bill, and it passed in May 417-3. There's 435 House of Representatives, but it passed overwhelmingly. And the Senate was thinking about coming out with a different version, but they tacked it to the spending bill. So it's now signed into law, and it's effective. One of the things is RMDs is now 72. That's a requirement minimum distributions. You have to start taking out your RBD instead of being 7.5. Technically, it was April 1st of the following year, turned 7.5. You got to take minimum distributions out. So now it's 72. But doesn't pertain to people if you're already 7.5 before that. But new people going forward, 72, you'll be able to use index annuities inside of 401k. That's a big one. You can have those pension-like assets, retain your gains in your program. You can have diversification. So that's brand new. There's a lot more things on that, but the big thing is the taxes. For those who have ever heard of the so-called stretch or multi-generation legacy stretch, they shorten it to 10 years instead of based on your life expectancy. I won't go into a lot of detail in this show because I spent two or three shows going to quite a bit of detail, at least two shows, talking about that. But if you'd like more information, I can send you a lot of information called the Secure Act and how that will have an effect on you. Again, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So what do? At Legacy Financial Strategy, we primarily work with pre-retirees and retirees, but we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. Now, it's better to do on a pre-crisis basis. Now, I don't mean long-term care insurance. That's certainly one way. That's not my way. I wouldn't buy that particular product because if you don't use it, you lose it. Price keeps going up. A lot of companies are getting out of it. That's certainly one way, but we have lots of them on a pre-crisis. And even if you're in a crisis situation, folks, a lot of people don't know that. In fact, we're going to be doing a lot of workshops for 2020, and we have one scheduled this month, January 24th. That's right, January 24th. That's on a Friday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Butler County Community College. 2 to about 3:30, sponsored by the Dimension Society. But we're going to talk about caregiving, and then we'll take a small break for those who don't want to, aren't interested in protecting their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down and don't care about that. They'll turn in their evaluation sheet and they can leave. However, many people are probably going to want to stay to the end because you aren't going to get this from your broker. In fact, I'm going to give you a buzzword. You're going to want to listen up in a couple of minutes, buzzword. But anyways, if you haven't done the planning on how to protect those assets from a catastrophic illness and a Medicaid spend down, it can literally wipe you out. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. I'm going to give you some buzzwords. CS and IS. What in the world does that mean? CS is the community spouse. If you're married, that's the spouse at home. The IS is the institutionalized spouse. Now, it's Title 19. It's a federal law, but it's enforced by the state, so they have their little different nuances. We deal with people from Ohio and Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania's got some different enforcement than Ohio, so that's very paramount. But they have the five-year look-back. Deficit Reduction Act of February 2006 changed from 3 years to 5 years. And you're allowed to keep, well, I won't go into a lot of detail about custodian care and skilled care and all that. I could spend probably an hour just on that topic. But one of the things you can do if you have, let's say you haven't sheltered enough income, the spouse at home could make as much money. Have you ever heard of a Medicaid annuity that's irrevocable, unassignable, not commutable, and actuarially sound? You know what I'm talking about. Ooh, that's pretty powerful. Your broker doesn't know that. So here's the buzzword. And the reason I came up with the buzzword, and I happen to be listening to Jim Bohanna at night, because I'm usually here late at night. In fact, I'm doing this show Wednesday at 10:20 in the evening at the office. But on the way home, they had a guy on his show, I don't remember his name, Wealth Advisor. That's the new buzzword, Wealth Advisor. Here's my suggestion, and I hope I don't offend you, but I'm going to anyways. If you're working with a Wealth Advisor or you're going to see someone, here's what you want to do. And I'm going to explain why in a minute. Take your index finger and your thumb. Put it over your nose, your nostrils, and run. Here's what the gentleman said. He couldn't even get the numbers right on the Secure Act. He said 72 and a half. It's not 72. Then he talked about maybe these index annuities maybe aren't so good in a 401k, gave no explanation. But here's a biggie. Jimbo asked him about Roth conversions. I don't think so. He said maybe someone in a low tax bracket. Now, that statement is very vacuous, mendacious, and fallacious. It's not very veracious. Those are erudite words. Do you want to deal with someone who does not what they're talking about? In fact, it's just the opposite. You want to do someone who has money. And I talked about last week, And in the weeks to come, we're going to go into a lot more detail. We have some powerful, powerful strategies where you can convert to a Roth, because it's an internal conversion, and you don't have to pay the taxes all at once, but you can take it over a period of, say, 6 years. The reason we like 6 years, because you know what happens in 6 years? December 31st, 2025, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act sunset, they go back to what they were before. So this is the Blue Light Special. And if you go to that website, which I mentioned many times before, usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org, it'll make you dizzy. It's shocking. This is the Blue Light Special. And if you got some money in these qualified accounts, such as 401Ks, 403Bs, 457 plans, thrift programs, simple IRAs, KEOs, those are ticking time bombs. Are you working with someone that has tax diversification? That's the other thing we specialize is in tax planning and tax preparation. We finalized it, but I kind of finalized it before. We had a meeting on it. We're going to charge $150 for tax preparation. That's the federal and the state. Includes one Schedule E, that's rental or oil and income, Schedule B, Schedule A, Schedule D, 10 trades. $150. Now, if you have a local return, charge $10 extra. If you have a business, it's either $25 or $35. That's for Schedule C. If you have an S-Corp, call us. But here's the important thing. So let's say it's $150. If you refer someone, and by the way, that includes auto protection. I have to pay a fee for that. Everybody's going to get auto protection. If you refer one person, it's going to cost you half that price, $75. You refer two people, it's $37.50. And three people, it's not going to charge you at all. If you want more information on it, give us a call. So we do tax planning and tax preparation. Are you working with someone who knows how to do tax diversification? Are you working with someone to specialize in protecting your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and crisis planning? We work with LLO attorneys from PA, Pennsylvania, and Ohio. So our first workshop will be January 24th at Butler County Community College in Linden Point, not in Butler, but or Newcastle, in Hermitage, right across from the street from our office, Linden Point, 2 o'clock in the afternoon from 1 to about 2:30 approximately. If you want to attend, call us toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, and sign up now. There's no charge for coming to the workshop. We come back, we're going to tell you what else we do in the 7 ideas that we want to present to you. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to the support message.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of The Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show, David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So again, the date for that workshop, sponsored by the Dimension Society, but we're going to be talking about protecting your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. The first part of the program, there'll be someone talking about from the Dimension Society about dimension. Listen to this statistics. One person every 65 comes down with a form of dimension. There's like 20 items under dimension, such as Alzheimer's, dimension, Lewy body, a form of Parkinson's disease. So we're going to be talking about the first part about caregiving and resources and how you should deal with that. Then the We'll take a small break for those wanting to leave can leave. Then after that, we're going to be talking about how to protect those assets, not just about dementia, but any type of care that pre-crisis or crisis planning. And you're going to see some ideas you probably haven't seen before. One of our attorneys will be there. He won't be speaking, but we'll introduce him from Pennsylvania. So we'll try to alternate between Pennsylvania and Ohio, but a lot of people from Ohio are going to be at this one anyways because we send out a lot of invitations. So if you'd like to attend, doesn't matter from Ohio or Pennsylvania, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. So what else do we do? We show people how to avoid probate. We deal with all different types of wills, trusts, power of attorneys. When they say we work with attorneys who specialize in that arena, elder law attorneys from Ohio, Eastern Ohio, and Western Pennsylvania. My daughter and I happen to belong to the Mahoning-Shenango Valley Estate Planning Council. So we deal with attorneys who specialize in that, not to do a little divorce work and a real estate and so forth. No, this is their primary focus. So also, we'll talk about yellow, green, and red money, but if you want to get some on-demand seminars on our website, leavealegacy.com, when you go there, go to the resource tab or on-demand seminars tab, and you will see six mini seminars. One is on Social Security. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office over 20 years ago. In fact, not too many people know about this. I can assure you, other advisors or brokers certainly don't have this background. She was, many years ago, director of admissions in North Carolina at a nursing home. She was also a social worker with the Mercer County Area on Aging. She also worked in Washington, D.C. at the Census Bureau, not doing census, but she was in charge of these Project Long-Term Care Survey Project. So, plus she's a certified estate planner, so she'll be conducting that workshop along with me. That's, what's the date again? January 24th on a Friday at Butler County Community College in Hermitage, PA in Linden Point at 2 o'clock, from about 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. But those on-demand seminars have one on Social Security, one on women in wealth, one is on how to have a like a pension-like income, retain your gains, guaranteed income. There's one workshop that's on guaranteed income. See, when you switch from the accumulation phase to the income phase, so it's all about income. Income is very important when it comes to retirement. You get your Social Security, but other income. Now, if you want to do some speculating, we'll talk about that in a minute. So we also have one, are you ready to retire? One on how to have a tax-free retirement. So if you, on-demand seminars, the website is leavealegacy.com. Or just Google the word Legacy Financial. Click on the button that says Leave a Legacy. It'll take you to our website, and they're there 24 hours a day. Plus, we have flip books, all kind of things that you can spend time on. So let's talk about investments and saving. You name the investment or saving. I can't say we have everything. We probably have most items. So we like to describe it compared to a traffic light. How does that work? Well, yellow money, people think it's cautious, but we refer to yellow money as your, what? Emergency money. We think you should have money, emergency money. Where should you have that money? We think it should be in a checking account, savings account, money market account, credit union, some place where it's liquid. How much? Depends on a person, anywhere from 3 months to a year. Depends on what kind of income and what kind of expenses they have. Then red money is the other side of the spectrum. Like a traffic light, is risk money. We have a division of our company called Legacy Advisory Group. And then we have non-correlated assets as well that are not reflected as far as stock market. Those are risks. Those are called red money. The advantages, you get what? The upside of the money. The disadvantages, downside. They have risk. What are those subtypes? A red money assets, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, variable annuities. anything where there's arrest. I'm not saying is there inherently wrong about yellow money or red money. The question is, how much can you afford to lose? And the market we've talked in the past, it's pretty pricey. It's about 31 times earning. According to the Shiller Index, fair market is about 16. When Ronald Reagan, it was 7. So if you were to buy a shoe store, bakery business, would you want to pay 7 times earning, 16 times earnings, or 31 times earning? You're just saying buy low, sell high. Well, with this market, you know, it's been as high as 44 one time, 1999. It's pretty high. So do you want to buy high? There could be some more run-up. I'm hoping there is some, at least until after the election. But we always have. We have correction. We have bear market. But we deal with that. Now, we have tactical and we have strategic. There's pros and cons in both of those. Then green money is what? That's where your money is protected. You can't lose your money due to market conditions, such as long-term CDs, savings bonds, fixed annuities. They're kind of like a CD, except they pay a fixed rate of return for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. You can take interest out. Sometimes you can take 10% of your principal out. CDs, you can't do that. So there's a fixed annuities. Then you have some that are index annuities. People always ask me, are annuities good? It's like saying, are shoes good or food good? It depends on what you're talking about and what your objective. Is a hammer a good tool? If you're going to pound a nail, probably pretty good. If you're going to dig a hole, probably not so good. So there's some annuities that are absolutely dogs. So there's not inherently bad or good on any of those. Depends on what you're trying to accomplish. So as a fiduciary, we try to help you figure that out. So usually in the first meeting, when you set up a meeting, it's complimentary consultation, or you can set up a phone call or do a join me. There is no charge. Then the second meeting, well, first of all, in the first meeting, we ask you questions and you ask us questions. If there's a good fit, that first meeting might last a half hour. It might last 2 hours. It depends, give or take on either side. Then the second meeting, we give you some homework, an expense sheet to complete. We give you a risk score that you usually fill out online. And then we come back and we build the retirement roadmap. What is that? The road that you're on. Are you going to have enough money for you and your spouse, if you're married, or yourself to last? And we put all that in front of you. So you help build it and you see right in front of that. If you say, well, if I'll delay Social Security, we also do Social Security analysis. Well, let's see if I delay it there and I get this money. If I live a little longer, what would that scenario look like? We put all your expenses, your pension if you happen to have one, your Social Security, inflation, a rate of return, date of death, all that information. And then we push a button, says calculate, and it fills up on the other side of the big screen in our office. And then you say, well, what if we did this? What does that look like? Then usually on a third meeting, sometimes a fourth, but usually a third meeting, then we're going to talk about solutions to solve these issues based on what you're trying to get accomplished. In fact, we had a gentleman that came in today, unlike that so-called wealth advisor, remember, I take your index finger and your thumb, put it over your nose and run. He said this is the best meeting that he ever has. Now, he was worth over $2 million. Now, he's been in a couple times already, but more than a couple times. But he says the best meeting of some of the strategy we were showing him. So I can assure you they're not covering all the bases. They don't cover, you know, your estate planning, the retirement planning, the long-term care, protecting the assets from catastrophic illness, the taxes. Are you dealing with someone who does tax diversification? Because that's not what they do. That's what we do. So, boy, I can't believe how time flies. So I promise you on this next segment, we will go through these 7 ideas. And some of these you may want to take notes on. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So let's get to it. Talk about seven ideas that you may want to consider for your consideration, and you may want to implement some of these. So let's talk about the new law reduces and could possibly restrict the opportunity for rollovers. I'm talking about the SECURE Act. They passed December 19, 2019. So it may restrict the opportunities for rollovers from 401ks to IRA. It reduces the inherited IRAs, called the stretch provision, from lifetime to a maximum of 10 years. And one gentleman believes, for the record, he thinks, because the Senate had a different version and they had to tack it on, but he thinks it could go to the 5 years. He said annuities, which I mentioned before, will be allowed to be used inside 401ks. There are other provisions that will be shared, and we'll share those in the future radio shows. He said, as predicted, this gentleman that I'm reading from says, in our country, which is $23 trillion in debt, you need to go to that website called usdebtclock.org where you'll see that. And if you count Medicare and Social Security and all that stuff, it's way higher than that. But he said, it's predicted our country, which is $23 trillion in debt, currently will be $30 trillion in debt by 2023. That's right, 3 years from now. And $40 trillion, 8 years from now, by 2028. You ready for this one? $100 trillion in debt by 2040. The information is provided by sources like us.clock.org, which I mentioned earlier, in the Congressional Budget Office. So we're building overwhelming debt at every level of government. We're building ridiculous corporate and business debt. Now, why am I telling you that? Because we're going to talk about taxes in a minute. The American people, as individuals, are more in debt. In fact, student loans are $1.6 trillion, and that's on that website, usdebtclock.org, than ever in history. I was always taught that debt signals the need for life insurance. If our customers can't afford the premiums for life insurance to offset the debt if they die, their survival certainly cannot afford the debt. We assume people are thinking in an organized manner about issues like these. American and global demographics will continue to put enormous pressure on government, business, and health care. America has 74 million baby boomers. What are they? Born between 1946 and 64. So if you add 65 years to 1964, by 2029, every baby boomer in our country, in the world for that matter, will be over the age of 65. America also has 66 million Generation Xers that were born between 1965 and 1980. If you add 65 years to 1980, by 2045, every Generation Xers will be over the age of 65. Listen to this, folks. That's over 140 million Americans turning 65 over the next 25 years. We have 330 million Americans, according to U.S. Census.gov. Census.gov, you can go to that. The unfunded liability for Social Security, are you ready for this? $20 trillion. The unfunded liability for Medicare is $31 trillion. The unfunded liability of the United States, according to us.clock.org, is $127 trillion. And according to Professor Lawrence Kolitkoff of Boston University, he said the fiscal gap for the United States now, ready for this, exceeds $239 trillion. He reported this updated number in May of 2019. It's probably higher now. China has 535 million baby boomers out of a 1.2 million population. That is almost 42% of their population. Globally, one out of every seven people on the planet will be over age 65 by 2030, and like to jokingly comment that pretty soon, the whole world is going to be what? Like Florida. We must understand this information in the form of question to inspire the rich, the middle class, and the poor to understand you must take action now because of taxes of all kinds will need to be increased in the future. We will raise income taxes, Social Security taxes like Social Security, Medicare, property taxes, sales taxes. Taxes will certainly be increased every level of society. Opportunities to reduce income tax liability future will almost assuredly be reduced or eliminated. That's why you need to come in and do the planning. The Blue Light Special is on now. Please understand, taxes will be higher in the future. There are 140 million baby boomers and generations who will want their Social Security and Medicaid benefits. Did you know only 138 million people voted in 2016 presidential election? Here's my question to you. Do you think the baby boomers and Generation X's have the votes to get their benefits? There is no doubt whatsoever. So, let's talk about Social Security. You see that keep coming up. Well, a lot of people think when you pass full retirement, you can make as much money as you want to, and you won't lose it. That is true. It does not mean it's not taxable. If you make more than $32,000 as a married couple, or $25,000 a single person, up to 50% of your Social Security could be subject to tax. They take all that other provisional income, such as interest, IRAs, any W-2s you have, etc. Even tax-exempt bonds is figuring that calculation. And if you make more than $44,000 as a married couple or $34,000 single, up to 85%. So what strategy do you have in place on shifting that money, that provisional income, so it puts you in a bracket where you may not have to pay Social Security? So that's my first question to you. I have lots of charts and example with numbers, but if I read all these numbers, I think your head will spin. So let me fast forward and give you this thought. Number one, what if you could pay $10,400 to eliminate taxes on a ticking time bomb such as 401k, IRA, etc., of $1,148,000 over 20 years. So I'm going to repeat that again. Let's keep it simple. $1 million, would you pay $10,000 over 20 years? The effective tax rate is less than 1%. If there was a strategy, would you want to know about it? As your so-called wealth advisor, talk to you about it. I don't think so, because that's not what they do. Or how about number two? Pay only, this is for someone who has a little bit more money, $91,880 to eliminate taxes on $1.5 million over 20 years. The effective rate would be 5.95. Would you want to know about that? And if you happen to have a nest egg of over $2.7 million, would you be interested in how to pay $296,000 over 20 years, have effective rate of 10.78? And if you have $4.5 million these qualified ticking bombs, what if you could pay $706,000 over 20 years and have effective rate of 15.47? Or if you had over $7 million, pay $1.5 million and have effective rate of 19.45%. See, the magic of a progressive tax law is the client, you, can control their income taxes. Now, if you say that's way out of my league, well, maybe you only have $200,000, $300,000, and so forth. So you should be looking at Paycheck for Life, and if there's a possibility. I always ask people, how much money would you move from a tax-qualified bucket to the tax-free bucket? If your answer was all of it, that's not the correct answer. If you said some of it, that's not the correct answer either. The answer, it depends. That's right, it depends. Why? That's why you need to come in, have that consultation as complimentary, and we do the planning. Do the planning with someone who's qualified in that area. So it depends. It depends, it depends, depends. So you want to look at all assets. How to protect your assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis, crisis basis, do tax planning, protect your assets from probate, do you have a current will, trust, power of attorneys, etc.? And then diversification on your portfolio. So I talked about tax diversification, but also asset. And maybe if you like red money, maybe there's some non-correlated assets you could look into. So I ran out of time. If you'd like to get these seven ideas, let me know. I can email it to you. We'll get a lot more details. Got a lot of numbers. I don't think you want when you read all these numbers on the radio show. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want an important message. When we come back, I got some bombshells. We're going to talk about politics, some things you may or may not have heard of.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. If you want to sign up for that workshop that's being sponsored by the Dimension Society, How to Protect Your Assets from Catastrophic Illness and Spend Down, Don't Go Broke in a Nursing Home. The first part, we're going to talk about caregiving and some things you should do, and we got resources. We'll take a little break, and then we'll talk about the financial end of it. But it's going to be held at the Butler County Community College in Harmony, Pennsylvania, in a development called Linden Point Catacore from our office. There's no charge to come to this. It's on Friday, January 24th at 2 p.m. January 24th, 2020 at 2 p.m. It lasts approximately an hour and a half. So if you'd like to sign up, call us toll-free at 800-264-4963. If you're driving, you get back to your computer, just Google the word Legacy Financial, and you'll see our contact information on a website called leavealegacy.com. Also, if you want more information, again, for tax preparation, tax planning, we've already had a lot of people call. Give us a call. We can fill you in with the details on that. So let's switch gears. Now, I don't watch the awards show called the Golden Globes. I don't know if I've ever watched it. I might have watched it. But there was a gentleman from Australia. He wasn't there because of the fire. Some things were burning in Australia. So Russell Crowe, who starred in the anti-biblical and absurd movie Noah, that's who Russell Crowe is, anti-biblical and absurd movie called Noah, knows as much about climate change as that the truth of the Bible is true account of Noah. So many Hollywood actors who make their living pretending to be someone they're not. He made some derogatory comments, or actually, I think it was one of the guys on NBC that talks about people watching or believing the Noah's Ark fairy tales. I'm trying to think. Todd, his name is, mentioned that. Actress Michelle Williams, I don't know who she is, but celebrates abortion during Golden Globe. She said, "Thank God we can kill babies. I'm glad I don't watch it." Liz Cheney now came out with a tweet. And the reason, it had to do with Nancy Pelosi's comments on January 7th. Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, closely monitoring the situation, she tweeted, following bombings targeting U.S. troops in Iraq. She said, "We must ensure the safety of of our service members, including ending needless provocations for the administration, demanding that Iran cease its violence. America and world cannot afford war. So Liz Cheney, Republican representative from Wyoming, called House Speaker Nancy Pelosi an embarrassment Tuesday evening after Pelosi reportedly attended a Washington restaurant opening following Iran's missile fire against U.S. troops in Iraq. Speaker Pelosi, she said, is an embarrassment and unfit for our office. Cheney wrote as she retweeted a photo posted online purportedly showing the speaker at a restaurant in Washington's Navy Yard neighborhood. Now, the person who took a snapshot of her at this was Anna Spiegel, Nancy Pelosi at Danny Meyer's Mailani Mayor opening in Navy Yard. So I was asking one of my guys who does taxes for us, and Ed says she probably was monitored. She was at a bar at a restaurant, and she's watching the TVs. That's how she was moderant. Disgusting, isn't it? That's what she means by moderant. And General Petruz says Soleimani's, I call him Salami's, death more significant than Bin Laden's. He was a great general. He's retired now, and I won't go through all the detail. You can Google that on what he had to say. Now, here is a bombshell, and I want you to do your research. I have in front of me a picture of Hillary Clinton with Jeffrey David Cox. Now, I didn't know who David Cox was. He's the head of the Federal Prison Guards in Manhattan. Jeffrey is the boss of the guards who were supposed to keep Jeffrey Epstein alive while in the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan. He's also friends with Bill and Hillary Clinton. Such a small world. Now, I know she was senator from New York, so I guess maybe senators get their picture taken with the people head of prisons. I don't know that. But here's what I want you to check out. Stop everything. Updated information. November 24, 2019, David Cox, the head of that prison in Manhattan, just had a $20 million mansion bought for him in Shanghai by a company called HSBC Holdings. HSBC had been found money laundering, funding terrorists and Mexican drug cartels. Hillary buried this in 2012 by negotiating it down to a relatively small fine. July 30, 2019, the Russian intelligence picked up information regarding a hit on Epstein being ordered for exactly $100 million. August 3, 2019, Clinton-linked entities in New York transfer of $100 million to who? HSBC. HSBC transferred $50 million to their China branch, who then used it to buy the mansion, as well as a $7 million luxury apartment for another Clinton-connected union boss in charge of hiring guards. August 10, 2019, Epstein found dead in an ultra-secure prison where only one other person has ever been able to commit suicide. Such a small world. Now, I don't know if this is true. The only part I know is true is the picture. This is Hillary, and that is him. So you might want to check that out and see if it is true. I got something I was going to play you, but I think I'm going to hold off next week. I'll just give you the synopsis, and we talk next week in our fourth segment. There's a cleric. And he's on real, you know, they're up real high on the podium. And he has a knife that he takes out and he's waving. He's speaking in Arabic. And I have the interpretation. But what is some of the things he's saying is, I'll give a disclosure next week, but it might be too upsetting to watch. So I do know one thing. I don't speak Arabic, so I can't say what he says is true. I can see his anger, and I see him motioning with the knife. That part I can see. So we'll kind of hold that to next week. Here's something that I think is pretty good. We'll end on a positive note. If you remember the young lad named Sandman, CNN has settled a lawsuit brought by Nick Sandman, S-A-N-D-M-A-N-N. Remember that Covington Catholic high schooler defamed by the outlet early last year? Sandman filed a lawsuit seeking $275 million from CNN for its coverage of his confrontation with the Native American activist Nathan Phillips. CNN described Sandman as the instigator, accusing him of racism simply because he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat in support of President Donald Trump. Sandman was attending an annual March for Life rally with his classmates from Kentucky, and he had purchased a hat as a souvenir. The outlet's reporters, without any reasonable investigation, took something straight off Twitter that had been, in essence, manipulated, so it took one story, and they reported it as the truth. Sandman's lawsuit states, CNN filed a motion in May to dismiss the lawsuit, arguing Sandman's accusations were subjective and thus could be proven false, a necessary condition under defamation laws. It is not defamatory to say Sandman and other Covington students express support for the president or they echo the signature slogan of major political party, CNN's motion read. It's not clear how much CNN has settled. They've settled now. But Sandman also is pending lawsuits against NBC Universal, The Washington Post. Sandman's lawyer are also considering lawsuits against the Associated Press, HBO, and Pacific individuals such as former comedian Kathy Griffin, who said Sandman should be doxxed. Sandman's lawyer says CNN elevated false, heinous accusation of racist conduct against Sandman and disregarded well-established journalistic standards and ethics in his reporting. Because of the false accusation, they said Sandman's character has now been determined by files CNN floated. So they settled. We don't know how much. So remember this. If you want to protect your money, enjoy and protect your nest egg, call Legacy Financial Strategy toll-free at 800-264-4963 or Google the word Legacy Financial. And it'll take you to a website called leavealegacy.com. You want to protect your freedom? You must vote, but get informed, get educated, turn off that communist news network known as CNN. But the most important is you're going to die, I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? I have another radio show I do on Sunday morning on WPIC 790 AM, one-way radio network. Means there's only one way to heaven, and that is you ask after forgiveness, because the Bible says there's none righteous. No, not one. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. Repent of your sins and do what? Accept Jesus Christ as the God and mean in your heart. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. It's either heaven or hell. Jesus loves everyone. He wants all to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3. But in Matthew 7, the gate to heaven is narrow. The gate to heaven, hell is wide for two main reasons. There could be other ones. Pride and ignorance. So James 4:10 says you must humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. So repentance and accepting Jesus Christ as the God. A man's appointed once to die, then comes the judgment. It's not like taking a vacation. And you say, I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. My word means nothing. But guess what? Your word means nothing. You better know for sure. He's standing at the door. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, meaning Jesus. Either he says he is God, or he's a lunatic, or a liar. There will come a judgment. Will you stand in front of the judgment seat of Christ, the beam of judgment, where your works will be tested, where you go into heaven, or the great white throat judgment? It's too late then, folks. You must decide now. Now is the accepted time. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and will support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.